story of the Bible. The beginning, Genesis 1. In the beginning, the world was empty. Darkness was everywhere. But God had a plan. God created a shining sun and a glowing moon. He made land and trees and mountains and plants. He made puffy clouds and shining stars too. God made swishy fish and squiggly creatures to live in the ocean. He made birds to fly across the sky. He created animals to creep, crawl, hop, and gallop. Then God made his best creatures, people. God named them Adam and Eve. God looked at everything he made and said, "This is very good." Then God rested. Noah's Ark, Genesis 6 through 9. As the world got older, many people were born. They did bad things, and they forgot about God. Except Noah. Noah loved God. God told Noah, "Build an ark," and Noah obeyed. When the ark was done, God said, "Take two of every animal into the ark. Take your family too." After everyone was inside, God closed the door. Then the rain began to fall, and fall, and fall. Water covered the whole earth. Finally, the rain stopped. When the water dried up, God told Noah to leave the ark. Noah and his family were very happy. They thanked God, and God put up a rainbow in the sky. The Mean Giant, 1 Samuel 17, 1-51. Some enemies of God wanted to fight the Israelites. They had a giant soldier in their army named Goliath. Goliath yelled, "Bring out your best soldier to fight me." God's people were afraid.
"I'm not afraid to fight the giant," said a young boy named David.
The king said, "You are too small." David said,
"God will be with me."
David picked up some stones. The giant laughed at David. David said,
"I'm not scared. God will help me fight you."
David slung a stone at the giant. The stone hit Goliath's forehead, and he fell to the ground. God's people won. Later, David grew up and became king of Israel. Daniel and the Lions, from Daniel 6. Darius was king of the land called Babylon. Daniel was one of his helpers. The king's other helpers did not like Daniel. The helpers told the king, "You should make a new law that everyone must pray only to you." King Darius made a new law. Daniel kept praying to God because he loved God. To punish Daniel, the helpers threw him into a den of lions. But Daniel prayed that God would take care of him. The next morning, King Darius called out, "Daniel, are you safe?" Daniel said, "Yes, God sent his angel to protect me." King Darius ordered everyone to honor Daniel's God. An angel visits Mary, from Luke 1. God sent an angel to visit a young woman. Her name was Mary. She was scared. She had never seen an angel before. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. You're going to have a baby. You must name him Jesus. He will be the Son of God." Mary asked, "How can it be? I am not married." The angel replied, "With God, all things are possible." Mary said, "I love God. I will do what he has chosen me to do." Baby Jesus is born, from Luke 2. Mary loved Joseph. Joseph loved Mary. Mary was going to have a baby soon. The leader of the country told everyone to go back to the town where their families had come from. So Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem. When Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem,
They looked for a place to sleep. Mary was ready to have her baby, but all the inns were full. Finally, a man said they could sleep in his stable with the animals. Joseph made a warm place for Mary to rest. While they were there, baby Jesus was born, and they laid him in a manger. Jesus feeds thousands. From Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Over 5,000 people had come to see Jesus. Jesus wanted to help them, so he blessed and healed many people that day. Later, his helpers said, "These people should go home and eat dinner." Jesus replied, "We can feed them. See if anyone has any food to share." The helpers found one boy. He had 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish. After Jesus took the food, he gave thanks to God. His helpers gave bread and fish to everyone. To their surprise, there were 12 baskets of food left over. Jesus is alive, from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Not everyone liked Jesus. Some people were jealous. They wanted to get rid of him. They arrested Jesus and nailed him to a cross. Jesus died. His friends were very sad. They put his body in a tomb and sealed it shut with a big stone. Some soldiers guarded the tomb. 2 days later, Mary was walking to the tomb with some friends. An angel appeared and said, "Do not be afraid. Jesus is not here. He is risen." The women could not believe it. They saw Jesus. Jesus smiled and said, "Go and tell the others." Mary ran to share the good news. Jesus is alive and with them.